An Australian bird expert has labelled the country's biggest wind farm a black hole for endangered wedge-tail eagles. The Woolnuth Farm in Tasmania has 62 wind turbines and is one of the largest wind farms in the Southern Hemisphere. But the group Birds Tasmania says the farm has another less enviable record as the killer of 18 endangered eagles. The company which runs the wind farm says it's doing everything it can to minimise the danger to the birds. Sabra Lane has our report.
The Woolnuth Farm on the northwest corner of Tasmania was fully commissioned last May. It has 62 turbines, and when the wind's blowing, the turbines' blades become an avian hazard, especially to the endangered Tasmanian wedge-tail eagle. Dr. Eric Verla is the chairman of Birds Tasmania.
The estimates for the mortality of eagles at this particular wind farm vary. The proponents, they say 11 birds have been killed by wind farms. We believe the number might be slightly higher, possibly as high as 18 birds.
You describe this area as a black hole area for these birds, don't you? Why?
The wind farm area overlaps several territories of eagles, and with every death, it allows an opening, if you like, for a bird from an adjacent area looking for a territory to move in. These birds then are essentially naive to the area. They don't recognise the turbines, and they then, in turn, get killed. So essentially what's happening is that you're killing birds, drawing birds in from surrounding areas, those birds get killed. And so for the foreseeable future, we would expect to see, as I've used the phrase elsewhere, a black hole for the eagles. It's a one-way trip into Woolnuth. They don't come out.
Eagles have pretty good vision. We all know that. Why can't they see these turbines?
They can see them, but what's happening is that they've evolved in a landscape over time that didn't have wind farms. The tips of these blades, some of the very large blades are 45 metres long, and some of these are travelling at approximately 300 kilometres an hour. It's just too fast for the birds to avoid.
There are less than 1,500 Tasmanian wedge-tail eagles left. In hindsight, Dr. Verla says maybe the wind farm shouldn't have been placed in such an ecologically sensitive area of Tasmania. But he acknowledges the company running the farm, the Roaring Forties, is trying to do the right thing. Mark Kelleher is the company's managing director.
We've introduced measures that turn off the machines at high risk times that we've now identified. There's certain directions and speeds of winds that seem to attract the eagles closer to the turbine. So we have shutdown times during those sort of those periods of time.
The Roaring Forties disputes Dr. Verla's figures. Mr. Kelleher says the turbines have only killed 11 of the eagles, but he says the company is investigating other options to protect the endangered birds.
We've had people looking overseas and looking for devices, say radar type things, that will detect when an eagle's coming along and either shut the wind farm down or be able to scare the bird off with a loud noise or something. We're hopeful those sort of activities will have a further benefit.
That's wind farm operator Mark Kelleher speaking to Sabra Lane.